BBC News with Sandy Walsh. Heavy fighting is going on into the night in the Gaza Strip, with reports that Israeli troops have made a new incursion into the south of the territory. Security sources in Gaza said about 40 Israeli tanks were moving towards the town of Khan Yunis and the Rafah border crossing into Egypt. Lise Doucette reports.
The night is freezing cold, and for the residents of Gaza, it's dark and dangerous. The besieged sliver of land along the Mediterranean has virtually no electricity. And from our vantage point here close to the border, we can see and hear that the attacks on Gaza are intensifying. There's the constant clatter of helicopter gunships and the roar of Israeli warplanes across the skies. And from the ground, the unrelenting thud of explosions. An Israeli military spokesman said Israel forces had dealt Hamas some very major blows. But he said, we will have to hit again, and this could take time. But Israel knows the diplomatic clock is also ticking. Envoys from Russia and across Europe are arriving in the region, including the French President Nicolas Sarkozy. He's said that the start of the ground war has underlined the urgent need for a ceasefire. But for the moment, for Israel, it's its military campaign that's of greater urgency. And yet, despite 9 days of Israeli attacks against Gaza, from the air, the sea, and now on the ground, militant groups have still been able to fire rockets into southern Israel. Today, more than 40 landed in towns and villages across the south.
Medical officials say more than 500 Palestinians have been killed since the assault began. The senior Palestinian negotiator, Saab Erekat, has warned Israel of the consequences of its assault on the Gaza Strip. Mr. Erekat said the violence was destroying the peace process.
If the Israelis believe that they can achieve peace and security through such military bombardment and attacks and incursions, this will only enlarge the cycle of violence, counter-violence, and strengthen extremists.
Earlier, the only two Arab countries that have peace treaties with Israel, Egypt and Jordan, both condemned its actions. The governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson, has withdrawn as President-elect Barack Obama's nominee for Commerce Secretary. Mr. Obama said he had accepted Mr. Richardson's decision with deep regret. Kim Gattas reports from Washington.
It's the first hurdle for Barack Obama as he puts together his administration. Mr. Richardson denies any wrongdoing, and both he and Mr. Obama said that in the middle of the economic crisis, the decision to withdraw had been made to avoid delays in filling this crucial economic post. A federal grand jury in New Mexico is investigating whether a financial firm improperly won more than $1.4 million in work for the state shortly after making contributions to Mr. Richardson's campaign.
BBC News. Reports from Pakistan say 5 policemen and 2 civilians have been killed in a bomb blast in the northwestern town of Dera Ismail Khan near the Afghan border. Local government officials said the attack happened outside a college where paramilitary troops had been stationed. Iraqi security officials say a suicide bomber has killed at least 35 Shia pilgrims and wounded many others in an attack at a shrine in Baghdad. The explosion took place in Qadimiyah, a mainly Shia part of the Iraqi capital. From Baghdad, Caroline Wyatt reports.
Iraqi police say a female suicide bomber detonated an explosive belt close to a checkpoint where pilgrims were gathering to march outside the shrine of Imam Musa al-Karim, one of the holiest places in Shia Islam. The Iraqi police say a number of Iranian pilgrims were also among the casualties. The attack came as Shiites prepare to mark Ashura, one of the most important holy days in their calendar.
At least 4 people were killed and many more injured in a series of earthquakes and aftershocks that struck the Indonesian province of West Papua. Some buildings in the provincial capital of Manokwari were destroyed and power lines cut. The tremors were felt in Japan and Australia. The Russian state gas company Gazprom has called on the European Union to monitor gas supplies flowing to the EU through Ukraine. A spokesman for Gazprom said independent monitors should be let in because Ukraine was not allowing Russian staff to monitor the gas flows. Russia has again accused Ukraine of stealing gas intended for EU customers. Russia's cut gas supplies to Ukraine on Thursday after a dispute over prices and unpaid bills. The Tamil Tigers in Sri Lanka say they've inflicted heavy casualties on government troops attempting to capture remaining rebel strongholds in the north of the country. The rebels said more than 40 government soldiers had been killed on the main road leading from the region of Kilinochi eastwards towards Mulatidu. BBC News.